Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Moving from where you are to where God wants you to be. Yesterday we spoke of the power of worship and that it is actually a weapon to be used in our war here on earth. In 2 Chronicles 20, verse 16 and 17, the Lord said, "Tomorrow go down against them. They will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord is with you." How powerful a word is that? He tells them the direction the enemy is coming from. He told them to position themselves. So let me understand this clearly. They humbled themselves before God. They bowed down as a people, as a family, a nation, before God, and he heard them and gave them clear direction. They will come from there. I want you to position yourself and be ready because I'm not stopping them from bringing the fight to you. So be ready. Stand still. Wait for it. Rest in my words, my direction. Be poised and ready and see. See the salvation that I will bring to you. That really isn't so different than today, is it? Israel was about to be besieged by an enemy too big for them to defend against. And this king, who used to be an enemy to God by the way he lived, but repented and returned to God, he humbled himself before God and all his kingdom, and gave this incredible public prayer about who God is. And in verse 13 to 15, it says, "Now all Judah, with their little ones, their wives, and their children, stood before the Lord. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, in the midst of the assembly, and he said, 'Listen, all you of Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's.'" We all know the caustic world that we live in. It is filled with prejudice, malice, contempt, and even violence for those who will stand up for our children in school, for our conservative spiritual beliefs, or for just not agreeing with their points of view. We too are in a war that in the natural appears we cannot win. People are afraid to even speak up politely or to try and have a respectful discussion. But he is saying to us, to position yourself. Stand still. So my question is, what does that mean to you? Have you ever been asked this question? Where are you in God? Where is your life when considering eternity as the prize? In every life, there are good changes and bad changes. The challenge today, in this hour, is we need to be open to being spiritually repositioned from where we are to where God wants us to be. The Bible is that voice. It says that it is the breath of God. It is the direction and truth of God himself directing our path through the storm. So what is your assignment? What is your purpose in living on earth? And it isn't being a slave to an employer at the expense of the eternal. What is your spiritual identity and position in Christ? Without those answers, we will be a ship sailing without a rudder and a sailboat with no wind to fill our sails. He repositioned Israel when the battle was before them. He told them what to do. He's telling us today what to do as well. The difference is they humbled themselves and bowed down before God and cried out, "For we have no power against this great multitude that's coming against us, nor do we know what to do, for our eyes are on you, dear Lord." You can't be doing the same thing and expect different results. So says a wise man, might have been Zig Ziglar. This means for you to get different results, you must change the way you do things. You've got to reposition yourself for the new results you anticipate. For instance, when God wanted to bless Abraham, he asked him to relocate himself from his country and his father's house to a land that he would show him. Genesis 12, verse 1. Abraham repositioned himself for the next level and became the father of nations. God told Moses and the Israelites to reposition themselves by leaving Mount Horeb because they'd dwelt long enough on that mount. "Turn you and take your journey and go." So how can I reposition myself to receive from God? One is forgiveness. You've got to forgive and be forgiven by God. Two, reflect and take a hard look at what God is saying to you right now. That's part of repositioning yourself to be ready. We have to be still. Listen to what he is saying and not just pray for the solution you've envisioned or the direction you think you should go, but what is God saying? Be still. Forgetfulness. You must forget your past failures and reach out to receive the new things God is bringing your way. All things must pass away. Isaiah 43:18 and 2 Corinthians 5:5. Faith is the currency they spend in heaven. Without it, we can't please God. Hebrews 11:6. 6. Obedience is the master key to receiving and being repositioned by God. It brings God's blessings. Deuteronomy 26, actually 28, verse 1 through 14. Humble yourself, number 7, before God. Bow down and give up what has been and believe him for the breakthrough that is coming. Be still. Listen and do what he says. That may come from an inner revelation or a friend, or a sermon, or reading God's word. But if you wait for him, he will come and show himself to you. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.